because we live in a tiny apartment, what we do with our clothes season to season is we pack them up and we put them places.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was here first, because I'm the girl, all of my stuff gets packed up and put into this one closet in the living room. My boyfriend's stuff, like his summer stuff over the winter, we packed it up and we put it, I don't know where we put it. I thought it was in this one closet, then I thought it was under the bed, mm-hmm. then I thought maybe it was in this other closet, then I thought maybe I'd put it with like some scarves that we don't wear anymore. I literally tore this apartment apart looking for his summer shirts, because now it's really hot in New York and he needs his shirts. And then it dawned on me, I think I gave all his clothes away to Goodwill.
Yeah, there's no winning this. This is the worst news ever, because I bet in that box was some of his favorite shirts. Guys have a favorite T-shirt, and you can never find another T-shirt like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like everything's replaceable.
No, it's not. You can't. If you have...
No,
I bought three different Fender T-shirts, kind of like this one, because I have another one I love so much, but uh-huh. this one doesn't even fit like that one. I love that one. So if you threw away his Fender T-shirt, you're never going to find another one.
I didn't throw it away. I gave it to people that need shirts.
You no longer own this. So yes, you threw it away.
I haven't told him that I think I might have given the shirts away to Goodwill. I haven't told him that.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, tear the house up one more time. If mm-hmm. you can't find it, you got to bite the bullet soon. You can't let it go on.
We have a storage unit outside of, you know, Manhattan Mini Storage. Mm-hmm. We have our storage unit there. And I told him there's a good chance that it's there, figuring, well, we never go up there. So now tomorrow, we're planning a bike ride anyway because we have an errand to run. So he's like, on the way back, let's stop by storage and get my shirts.
Could they be there?
I guess there's a 10% chance.
All right, 10% is good enough. So wait till tomorrow.
Once the shirts are not there, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to say to him, listen, I think I gave your shirts away to Goodwill.
Yes. So make it a positive thing. So the positive thing is we can go out and buy new shirts. We can go find your new favorite Fender T-shirt.
The minute I realized that that's what I probably did, I got very generous. I was like, hey, let's go to J. Crew Factory and Gap and all that and just buy you a ton of new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just was like clicking buy, buy. I was like, I got it. I put it on my credit card. Like I bought him two pairs of shorts. I bought him all these new shirts. I was like, you need new clothes anyway.
Yeah.
I'm doing some guilt buying now.
Yeah, so buy him things. So that the only way to get out of this is buy him things.
Do you think he'll never talk to me again? Do you think this is...
If his Fender T-shirt was in there, you're screwed.
I'm screwed.
You're screwed. But if his Fender T-shirt was not in there, then you're all right. But, you know, guys have two or three favorite T-shirts that mm-hmm. you can never... I go and buy every T-shirt I see, and it's not as good as my three I love so much.
Right. Ugh. Why do women need to clean so much? Why did I have to go through the entire house and clean it out? Like, why did I have to do that?
See, that's the problem. Stop cleaning.
I gotta stop cleaning.